Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin and I'm joined as ever by the inspirational Nick Davey. How you doing, Stephen, Nick?
Inspirational. Oh, I've never been called that in my life. but I like the sound of it. But no, I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
So thanks for everyone who listened to our review of Battleground. Another more and more listeners than the one before. I'm really happy. So, and if you enjoyed our show, please follow us on Twitter. It's at BBGWPod. So before we jump into our review of SummerSlam, I'm going to give our thoughts on NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3, which opened with Johnny Gargano versus Andre Cien Almas, which I still think he should drop one of the names, just have two names.
Well, it's obviously going to happen when he joins WWE, because that just seems to be the trend, doesn't it?
It'll just be Cien or Almas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think Elias Sampson still just sounds better than Elias.
Yeah, I think a lot of them do. I always liked... Elias Sampson sounds so much better than Elias.
Adrian Neville sounds better than just Neville. Even though it kind of suits him now as a bad guy, but when he's a good guy.
Yeah, there's a few. Antonio Cesaro, I suppose that sounds better as Cesaro. Rusev, Alexander Rusev. Rusev probably does sound better, to be fair, it's just Rusev. But no, I think Elias Sampson I would never get round.
No. Yeah. Right, so what did you think of the opening match?
It was quality, wasn't it? Absolutely superb and just... Two guys who, it's great just to see these guys who have been on the indie scene, they've been just really showcase their talent, and Gargano especially, he's still probably one of my favourite ever live matches I've seen at one of the best ever live matches I've seen in person. Him versus Mark Haskins at Progress Chapter 32 for the Smash Wrestling title. That was absolute class. But he, all his matches at TakeOver, he just always seems to be a constant person who turns up to these to the big stages, and he seems to relish on the occasion. As I say, his some of the DIY matches have just been absolute well. I mean, the one at TakeOver Toronto last year was my match of the year, him and Shamasa versus the Revival. It was just a quite fantastic opening match, and I was a big fan of the ending as well. I think with the shirt throwing, I think there should be a lot of... I saw something on Twitter, actually, what one of my friends tweeted, actually. I think they can try and build that as a storyline for him until Tommaso returns, with, like, getting distracted by stuff that involves looking back at DIY. Maybe next time they could have, like, someone who looks like Tommaso come out and do a distraction. Maybe have stuff like that. Basically, anything that brings back memories of DIY, really. But, no, it was a great match, and full credit to both men.
I love the commentary on that bit, because if it, on the main roster, that would have been, it's a DIY shirt, it's a DIY shirt, it's a DIY shirt. But it's like, is that a DIY shirt? It's obvious to the person who watches it that it is a DIY shirt, so we don't need to be told.
Exactly, I agree with that. And, I can see what you mean, especially Michael Cole I could see that, definitely, but no, it was... So tremendous opening match, and again, it's just Johnny Gargano, especially, just someone who always delivers at these takeover shows.
And I love the CN story going through at the moment. I've not written. What's the lady called?
Zelina Vega.
Zelina Vega. Yeah, I like the how she's trying to get him on the straight and narrow. You're still trying a couple of show-offy things, but he'll always backfire on him, and then she'll shout at him, and he'll get him on the straight and narrow. But and it's subtle, but I think it's brilliant.
I agree with that as well.
And it's getting, both of them came out of this looking strong. And this is off a weak build, this match. It was just, we want a match. She came out and said, I want a match at TakeOver. I challenge you, Johnny. How come the main roster wants it? They've got a weak build, we don't care this much about.
I think it's just that just proves what NXT is, and I think it maybe if they've proven they can do match one, if they can even put a proper rival together now over the next upbuilding, maybe till TakeOver in November, then they could potentially steal the show, and that's when you could also have Tommaso maybe
If Tommaso came out, he wouldn't be able to do him with it. I think he's out until next year.
Oh, is it that bad?
I don't think it's like kayfabe, he's out till next year. I think he literally, legitimately is injured until next year.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, no, in short, it was an awesome match. And just, again, two fantastic individuals, really.
Next up was the NXT World title, tag team title, sorry. So it's the Officer Pain versus Sanity. I wasn't too keen on the Officer Pain's entrance attire. I thought they kind of looked like battle frogs.
I see what you mean.
I like the all black. The big helmet, with the eyes on top, and the netting around the face, which looks coolish in black, but just that green.
One thing I didn't realize about the Officer Pain, I didn't realize how young the both guys are, 23 and 24.
I'd say they're both in their early 20s. Yeah,
I know. And so they might age one of them is. Because they look at the size of them, they don't look it. It was a my match of the night. Personally, I thought every person on the show put in a great performance.
Alexander Wolf's best NXT match ever.
Yeah, 100%. I love the spot as well, the outside of the ring with Nikki Cross and Killian Dane.
She must have hurt.
But I
love Nikki Cross. I love how crazy. I love her eyes when she's about to, and her smile when she's about to do something crazy. when she got up to the top rope and she knew she was going to jump on Razor, I think it was. She jumped on. I can't remember which one it was.
One of them, yeah.
What did you think of Eric Young deciding he's going to take part of the match? Instead? I didn't realise this was a rule that you can just change tag team partners off. If you haven't been tagged in, you can just decide that you're going to be in.
I thought it was pretty cool, to be honest.
I'm sure in kayfabe world, they must have signed a contract that said it's going to be these two people versus these two people.
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you? But the whole thing, I thought it was pretty cool, especially when they said they had a plan.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool, to be honest. The commentators, the way they sold that as well. It was my definite match of the night, and I thought it was excellent, and I'm happy Sanity have won. They probably deserve the belts.
I love the way the going in the build up, it was kind of Sanity with the heels and also Pain with the faces. But on the night, it seemed to switch.
It did, didn't it? Yeah, I agree with that as well.
They did get a proper face reaction when they won the titles.
I think we better put the obviously with NXT, it's quite a diehard crowd, depending on what. Shows up brilliant. I think the crowd just seemed to be preferring Sanity on the night as well.
Yeah, then after the match, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish came out to attack. I don't know if they're going to be called Re-Dragon or Red Dragon. Dragon again. Some people are calling it on Twitter.
That was brilliant. They just looked like such badasses, didn't they? They're beating up massive blokes as well. It's not like they've just come out and beaten two. No disrespect to them, it's not like they come out and beat them, like, say, like two little teams like American Alpha and DIY. They've come out and destroyed two proper monster teams as well. So they've looked proper badass.
They'll probably put them straight into the title hunt. I'll call them Re-Dragon for now. Re-Dragon versus Sanity. San Antonio, is that the next one?
I think it'll be the one. Unless they do it, because they did an impromptu Chicago one. But I suspect the next one will be in November. Which is only obviously September, obviously, yeah. That's the standard usually, isn't it? They usually do a few months then.
They usually do it opposite the Big Four, don't they? And then they might do the odd special.
Yeah, because the Chicago's not special, but as Chicago, I think that was a great idea. It was a very, very a good match. And yeah, good story, I'm telling you. So we're probably going to get Sanity versus two of them plus... someone else. That's going to spoil the show. I think that's what we're going to get at the thing. But then Officer Pain as well. I mean, they might stay in the hunt as well. But they'll probably get obviously a rematch on NXT sometime between now and then. But no, it's good to keep it fresh as well. It was excellent by Fish and O'Reilly.
Yeah. Next up was Aleister Black versus Day Otami. Brilliant match, but probably worst match of the show, but still brilliant. I think the matches were A plus A, and this one was A minus.
Well, that's it, yeah, no, it was, because you don't want to be rude about it, because it's two incredible athletes again, put on a great, great match, but yeah, it probably was, given how strong the show was, it probably was the weakest match of the night, but nonetheless, still excellent.
Do you remember the build-up to Nakamura Corbin? That was just like, these are the two best strikers on
SmackDown, and then they had the match, and it wasn't very strikey. This was built up as these are the two best strikers, and they just beat the crap out of each other for 5 minutes. But you was busted open within the first couple of minutes. And I think Aleister Black is quickly becoming my favourite NXT fella.
Oh, he was my favourite indies wrestler for the he was the one who got me really when I went to Progress, and when he was part of the Sumerian Death Squad with Michael Dang. When they wrestled, that was insane. Them two was together, then him on Progress as well. His matches with Marty Scurll were excellent. But he's just an awesome wrestler, and I think he'll definitely be in a title hunt, maybe this one or the next few, because I reckon he'll be in the title hunt.
Definitely by WrestleMania he has to be.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I would be surprised if he's on the main roster. One of the ones that don't deserve the night of WrestleMania, potentially.
There's been rumours that Vince actually wants him up now, but Hunter's like, no, keep him here.
I do see that as well. I think he's just quality, but he's, as I say, he's always been one of my favourite wrestlers. But I just, he's just such a good striker, and there's just so many people could have quality with as well on the main roster as well.
Yeah, you need to be able to talk on the main roster. I love the way we haven't heard him say a thing. It just comes out, kicks ass, goes back. Has an epic entrance this time as well. I loved him rising through the band and then walking through the band as they were singing his theme tune.
After hearing it, he's very good though on the mic, in Progress as well. He was class.
The next up was the NXT Women's title. Oscar retains against Ember Moon and continues her undefeated streak. The match end with Oscar putting Moon in the Oscar lock, and she squeezed so hard that she had to tap out. Some reports that Oscar has legitimately hurt her collarbone or her shoulder, similar to Finn Balor last year.
Yeah, it's a shame, because, I mean, that's the storyline she's got is incredible. Obviously holding the belt for this long. It's just a shame, really, isn't it? I don't know. They said how long she's out.
I think she's due to have a MRI on it today, so hopefully it's not as bad as the first thought.
Well, I mean, especially NXT, you can probably get away with it, the belt as frequently, but I just really wanted to keep the run going, so to speak, because it's just such an incredible record. And it was a great match, and fair play to Ember Moon as well. I thought she was excellent as well. I was a bit worried, because I thought it was going to be okay, but I didn't think Emma was going to be almost good enough to face Oscar, if that makes sense. But I thought it was a quality match, and out of all the women's matches that we saw over the weekend, I thought that was probably the best one.
Oh yeah, by a mile.
And I think Ember Moon's proven that she can be a good force on the main roster as well, when the time comes for her as well.
Do you think the end of the match, you kind of got to leave as like applause? So that's the feeling I got. Because she tapped out, so I can't see her getting another title shot unless she is just with the injured and they have to strip her.
It'll be all bizarre when they find out what the extent of her injury is. But I don't know who's going to challenge Oscar next.
No, there's reports that it could be whoever wins the Mae Young Classic will get a title shot.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Which starts next Monday.
Hopefully it's Candice.
So, how would you move her up to the main roster? Would you keep her streak intact, or would you want her to put over somebody on the way up?
You're right. This could be quite a good way to rule her out. So obviously, if she relinquish it by injury, and then she could just turn up on the main roster.
That's what I'd do. If she's literally injured, right off telly, and then she just shows up. There's rumour going to be a women's Royal Rumble, so you could just turn up in that and get it.
Oh, yeah, sure. I would have a loose person as well, if someone who comes down, because there's talk of sending people back to the main roster to the NXT. I'll have a person loose to, even they can try and get someone. Has there been, we had Mickie James obviously return last year. I'll maybe try and get someone like that. Someone to return to the company and beat her.
Possibly. I'd like the idea. Yeah. That would be not for all the internet will go mad if Paige came back and beat her. She's gone from sitting on the front row of GFW shows and a mask to come back to. next up was Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Roode. I think that was a fantastic old school wrestling match, built logically, and it saw Bobby Roode's self confidence in the end costing him the title when he was going for the third glorious drop where it's good.
Bobby, I don't want to see him lose the belt. I was gutted to see Bobby Roode lose the belt. And the best part is exactly what NXT is all about. It's really gets you actually into the matches as well. And, I like Drew McIntyre. I think he's had a great. I think he's another one of these ones who's gone from your scene, and he's proven he's also set the what can happen if you do drop onto the scene. He's gone from your scene. He's become a big name on the scene. He's come back and he's been excellent in NXT.
And he looks enormous. That's Bobby Roode's not a small man, but he must be 6'6", 6'7". Drew McIntyre. Stop trying to call him Drew Galloway. Drew McIntyre. I love the way, I love that he looks amazing with his beard, his long hair. He doesn't shave his chest like all the other wrestlers, so he just looks badass.
Yeah, I think he's done very well on the mic as well since return.
Yeah.
Passionate, and I think he's been great since return. He probably does deserve it. It's refreshing to see someone who's done well on these things. Maybe we can get someone, maybe like, I'm hoping Cody Rhodes will maybe one day return and be in NXT as well.
Would you be pissed off if you were Heath Slater? But you're the one who survived the cut. I know, the other two members have come back and won world titles.
Yeah, I never thought of that really. The ginger one's just a joke, isn't it? I'm sure we'll discuss that later on.
But yeah.
It's fair play to the great since his return. I'm gutted about Bobby Roode. I'm still hoping he might be on the main roster by Mania.
There's rumours he's going to answer an open challenge from AJ Styles in the next couple of weeks. That's how he's going.
That'd be quite cool.
I don't know if they're in Canada in the next couple of weeks. He did it in his home country. That could be quite cool.
Yeah, it would be quite cool. I'd still like to see him have a rematch, probably with Drew.
He's in his 40s, I think he's 41, 42. He's in his early 40s, so he probably thought we need to get him on the main roster as quick as if we're going to get anything out of this theme tune. So after the match, Adam Cole and Reed Dragon. After the match, McAvoy was celebrating, the broadcast logo came up. Actually, you think it's the end of the show. And then you saw a bit of commotion in the crowd, and then it was Superkick City.
I can't believe he's here. One of the best persons on the internet over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Welcome to WWE, Adam Cole. It's great to see him here.
I love the way they've thrown him straight into the title scene. They haven't just had him sitting at the side like they did.
People would have grudged it too much if he got just the main roster posh as well. A bit like Styles, but no, it's...
Apparently he requested, Vince loves him and wanted him to come straight to the main roster, but he requested to go to NXT first.
Yeah, it's good. It's good when they go to NXT first, especially for younger members of the crowd who maybe not know who they are, but don't follow the indie scene.
And my son doesn't have a clue who he is.
Yeah, so it'll help with that. But I think with him, Fish and O'Reilly, it'll be quality. I think it's opened up so much stuff down the line as well. Do you reckon he might see sort of almost like an invasion angle? Do you reckon
that's the rumor. It's going to be. Faction of Cole, Fish, O'Reilly, Leo Rush, and another guy, begins with D. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. He's recently been signed.
I think I know who you mean, but I was even thinking bigger picture. I was even thinking if they go on the main roster, do you reckon we might even get to see them like Gallows and Anderson go with them, Styles go with them, Balor go with them? Do you reckon you could even have them almost annihilating WWE, a bit like a modern day NWO?
I think it could be a good ploy. I don't know how they'll get around the end, the Ring of Honor. Without mentioning Ring of Honor, you can't really say WWE, you've been treading on our turf type thing without legal repercussions.
You can just do the usual, we've been around the world sort of thing. And
they say that when they've been in NXT. If they've been in NXT, they've been working in Florida. But they tend to mention Ring of Honor. If they've been in Ring of Honor.
I think it'd be quite cool, but no, it's great to see
I think the X Ring of Honor invasion storyline could be amazing. They get the titles on them all, on the three guys straight away, then bring Leo Rush in, who I'm really excited to see, because I've only seen matches of his on YouTube.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great start, and so no, it's just great to see them in NXT. But and what an ending to a great takeover as well.
Oh, amazing! So the rumours of another superstar shake-up. Do you think Officer Payne, Bobby Roode, Ember Moon could be heading up, or what other guys do you think could be going?
I think the ones likely. I think Roode might be a bit too soon. I think he will be in WWE. I hope he will. I think he will be in WWE by certainly by Mania, but if not even probably before the Rumble. I think they'll get any of his rematch though for the title.
I think they'll just throw McElroy straight into a program with Cole, and then they're probably more likely to finish the Roode Strong storyline off.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Unless they just give him a title match on NXT.
You've also got the Officer Payne. I think they'll have a fair rematch as well. I think again they'll be by Mania.
There's a couple of rumours that they're the ones who have been beating up Breezango now.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout.
It's a bit too comedy. Yeah. If you're going to come in as badasses.
Yeah, well, I would say we thought it was going to be Sanity, but now, yeah, it does make a bit of sense.
I think Sanity can do a bit of comedy, because they're weird. But with Officer Payne, they are just big badasses who'll beat you up.
Yeah, that's true. We'll have to wait and see, but no, overall, it's a fantastic show.
You don't do a lawyer, I have a lot of bad habits, but only ones that help me survive. Don't deprive yourself of the full power. Be a survivor, don't.
So, did you watch the pre-show?
No.
I started watching it but fell asleep after the six-man tag, which was basically a six-man empty arena match.
Yeah, I saw that. Dead the arena was, yeah.
Apparently, they opened the doors late and they were doing excessive checks on everybody's bags, so it was just really slow, everybody getting in.
Yeah.
So, they opened the doors at 5, but the match starts at the 5:30. Not a great match, I thought.
I think so. I saw who won.
A bit surprised that Jordan took the fall from Miz.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Obviously, it's a of course, the feud going. I think it will lead to Jordan beating the Miz later down the line. I don't know what the Hardys will do now after this, but no, it's. I'm not having any complaints about it. A bit weird, but yeah, no, I think we've seen Jordan looking pretty strong and raw. So yeah, I think this will certainly be a match probably at No Mercy for the title, and that's what I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan picks up the win there. But no, I was disappointed in this. I appreciate his ticket for that.
Yeah. I'm really gutted that I missed the Cruiserweight and the SmackDown title match. Were both apparently awesome, so I will be watching it while I'm editing the show later. Quick thoughts on both title changes rather than the matches.
Well, it seems a bit pointless why to Zayn actually beat Neville. All it's done is crock up a perfectly good long range belt. So that's really, I just don't see the point in that in the slightest.
It's kind of a character development, because it's done quite well for Neville. Because if you watch 2 of 5 live this week, he looked tired, drained. Like he needs the title type of thing to live.
Yeah, I thought Neville looked quite cool as well at TakeOver when I introduced him. He was just sitting there looking pretty. Just, he looked in the zone like he was just getting ready for his match. And being had on his mind was his Cruiserweight match with Tozawa. But I still think the Cruiserweight division is still. It could be amazing, but I don't think it should be so split from the main roster as well. That's the only thing I don't like about it. I'd either keep them all pinned on TI205 Live or. I would almost have that as like, or even have it on NXT.
Yeah, it makes sense to have.
I'd have it like on Raw, but also it's hard to say really. But like, I'd have it maybe on TI5 Live, but also like, bit like what they did with the United Kingdom, they had that on NXT as well.
It could be a floating belt between or whoever's the next brand pay per view is. They just whoever's a cruiserweight on that brand gets. They can kind of compete for the number one contender during that month, and then.
Yeah, that would be bad at all, yeah.
No, I think there's lots of problems with 205 Live, but if you actually watch it, it's a decent show. I think it just needs a bit more backing, because he seems to have the same 8 guys over and over every week, same combination of 8 guys, and then the odd, like, Grand Metalik might come back 1 week and then be gone for months.
Yeah.
Lance Gerardo Gerardo will come back for one or two appearances and then be gone for months. But it's based around the same eight guys every week, and it's basically a tag team match and then two single matches. You kind of know the format every week.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And, it's a bit, Jack Gallagher does better as well. Uso's beating New Day again. I think that's been the best rivalry on SmackDown.
People are saying it's the tag team match of the year, this match.
Yeah, so I might have to go back and watch that.
I have to go
Next to the match, I thought of Battleground as well, and, I think the, the feud's got even better since that. Just the Uso's beating up New Day the night after they won. So I think it's quite cool. It's changed hands again. It'll probably keep the rivalry going again. We've never had any complaints about that. And I suspect it will soon draw into the Breezango and whoever's been attacking them as well.
Alright, so I want to start off with the SummerSlam card by discussing both the Cena and Corbin and Orton and Rusev at the same time.
They're both what?
I want to discuss them both at the same time because they're both very similar pointless matches, I thought.
The Cena Corbin match I thought was boring.
So what do you think should be more important for WWE? Keeping Cena and Orton looking strong or building up new young heels and Corbin and Rusev?
Well, I think Cena was last year was quite class on SmackDown about the Spirit of Styles. I think that was about like since 2015. I think he's just been class of wrestling people and he's been a class wrestler. So I think keeping Cena's fine, even if he does win, but I thought the match was just 10 minutes long and crap. I didn't really think it did Corbin a world of good.
And he pinned him with one attitude adjustment. People are kicking out of the attitude adjustments on SmackDown. Yeah, when's the last time one attitude adjustment beat someone?
I'm still trying to get my head around what happened on SmackDown the week before with that cash in. That's just ridiculous, I think. I don't know what they're thinking with that. I mean, I don't know whether Corbin's got a suspension coming up or
apparently abused a member of the armed forces on Twitter. So he's getting a bit of a punishment for that. I think that's not.
I just don't think it. I think with feuds like that as well, Cena Corbin, it's just such a put together.
See, that's a weak feud. See, that was only had a weak build up, and we don't care about that. But what's his name, Johnny Gargano and Almas, that had a weak build up. We loved that match
because it was an awesome match.
Yeah,
and this was just rubbish. The crowd wouldn't. And the fact that we've seen and the fact that with Gargano and what's his name, but at least they're fresh. This match we haven't seen before. I know we haven't really skipped scenes in it, but we've seen sort of similar mirrors of this match before, and it was just rubbish. Simply rubbish, the match, and I think Cena's probably done with SmackDown. I haven't seen Raw, so I don't know whether he has turned up on Raw, but I can't see him turn up. I think he's done probably with SmackDown. What happens to Corbin next? Well, it's... I don't know. But you said about Orton as well. I thought that was just the most ridiculous thing known to mankind. I think Orton, I'd quite like Orton to be a bit of a... I think he should go on a bit of heel, go a bit mad, and attack anyone who's part of this new era.
Yeah.
I think he should have like almost like an opposite thing to the Legend Killer. He should be called like the New Era Killer or something like that.
Yeah, well, that could be fun, yeah.
And have like a...
I always thought Orton was better as a heel. I don't... It just...
Yeah.
It seems a bit kind of forced in being a... Everything he does seems forced when he's being a face. Just seems easy for him being a heel.
Yeah, I think he needs to... bit like that again, just almost take it out on just take it out on new guys really coming through. So many matches that you could have that would be decent, but I think you should almost, yeah. So you just hate the new era and attack, got sort of long feuds with guys really that are part of this new era, so to speak. But I mean, the treatment on Rusev's just disgraceful. Into Cena, then Orton, and SummerSlam in such boring ways. You've got this guy that does better. He's
gone from, apparently, he was one of the three people on the list to win Money in the Bank, and he's gone from possibly winning Money in the Bank to getting back, just getting beaten up by these. And 9 seconds. What's he done wrong to get beaten 9 seconds?
Oh, it's ridiculous. He doesn't deserve this. He's class.
You could bring him out, have him beat up Orton for 3 or 4 minutes, and then get the RK out of nowhere. And he just had one lapse of concentration, and that's what beat him. He still looks strong that way. But
yeah,
just getting sidetracked, run into the post, and get RKO'd. It looks crap.
It was just disgraceful treatment of Rusev, and this is stuff like this just winds people up from wrestling fans, I think. And Rusev deserves better, and that was just the one that just really wound me up, really.
I Another strange booking decision, apparently, Natalya beat Naomi for the glue title.
I don't have any complaints. I think it's sort of enough, though, because during the whole feud, it's been all about Naomi and Carmella, so I think it's quite a cool surprise, and no fair play to her. She's been a good worker. She's been in the WWE for a while. I have no complaints about her winning. I thought the match was actually not bad. I've got no complaints about it. I suspect it'll probably lead to a feud with Carmella further down the line.
Well, the reports are saying that Natalya won as a congratulations for passing Tristratus's pay-per-view appearance record. So it's kind of just a congratulations from the WWE for that. And that and other reports are saying that the GLOW title is going to be released as a toy. So Naomi's going to win the title back to coincide with that release.
Yeah, okay, that's a bit rubbish, but I hate to mention stuff like that. But no, it was something Zack Ryder won the belt at. Mainly that's when they did it for a commercial.
Yeah.
I think she deserves it. I would like to see how they'll run with it, but no, it was an okay match, I thought.
Yeah, I haven't made too many notes about it, but it was alright. That's it, I'm happy with Natalya. I think it's her first title in 6 years. She's a competent worker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up was Big Show versus Big Cass with Enzo in a shark cage. I missed most of this match because I was making the kids breakfast, but I did see Enzo's homoerotic striptease getting lubed up in his underpants to get through the cage. I thought quite an imaginative way to end the match. I've never seen anyone squeeze out the cage before. I've seen China pull the bars apart and weapons been thrown down, but I've never seen somebody escape.
I don't mean to be too disrespectful. I just done absolutely nothing to me. I didn't mind it when Kaz turned on Enzo. Big Show being involved. I don't like buying Big Show. I respect him a lot for the shape he's got in, and he really did well to put Strowman over. It's just a bit boring this feud, I think. I don't mind Big Cass. I hope he does actually have quite a good run on Raw as a heel. I personally think Enzo should probably drop into the Cruiserweight mix, maybe a few with Neville. But no, I thought the match wasn't very good, and I haven't really enjoyed the big Cass Big Show feud, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'd like to see Cass move into a gimmick similar to the Legend Killer, but it's kind of a legendary big man killer. So you bring legends in like Vader and Kali. I might need to check if some of these people are still alive, like King Kong Bundy and Tugboat. Yeah, just get him to beat up like really like well-liked big men, and then put him into pay-per-view feuds with like Kane and Mark Henry. Maybe Kevin Nash if he can still walk. And just get him to beat up like well-loved big men, and so he can prove that he's the best big man, and then maybe bring back Big Show. Well, I know you won't bring back The Undertaker for a storyline like this, but something legendary.
Well, you can have him doing legendary storylines, and you can have him maybe lose to someone like you even have him potentially just like Strowman maybe.
Yeah, or then after that maybe Enzo can go down to NXT and bring up Heavy Machinery or something.
Something else who comes through, but yeah,
I think it'll be a bit different to what he's doing. I think the whole Enzo's no match for him, so he's gonna have to bring in people to help him. So make it into a story where he keeps bringing in these legends.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
It worked wonders for Heath Slater, like 2010, and he was getting beaten up by legends every week. We'll do a reversal on that, so he actually beats up legends.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That was quite fun, actually. Yeah, I think that'd be quite cool. As you say, yeah, on pay-per-views, you've got Kane, Mark Henry there. You could probably get Kevin Nash maybe for a match.
He doesn't pull his quads on the way to the ring.
He's quite a big bloke. He could probably maybe have a match.
Mm-hmm.
But even random, like really random. See if you get him back for one, like Chris Masters or someone like that.
Yeah. Next up was I haven't made any notes on it. I've just got Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks wins with the bank statement for a fourth title win. I've not really made any notes on it.
Probably the worst women's match that we saw over the weekend. It wasn't bad.
No.
And fair play to Sasha all time on this chapter. What I'd like to see further down the line, I would like to see Bayley turn heel on Sasha. I think the story I kind of like to sell to Dad, obviously, is going back to obviously Extreme Rules when she proved she wasn't hardcore. She's building that up, but Bayley's too nice, and then
yeah. You
could see the snap on Sasha. Obviously, there's been a lot of, you've seen the build up for it, obviously, with her going into Graves and stuff. So I think, you'd have a just, you don't even have to have the title on the line. That, I mean, that feud could almost speak for itself. That feud could almost, don't really need the title. So, I'd have a maybe Bayley cost Sasha in the rematch against Bliss, maybe at will probably happen at No Mercy. And then, then I'd have just Sasha and Bayley have a feud. Well, maybe you can even stretch it out so they can maybe have a match at Mania, maybe, or Survivor Series.
The reports I'm hearing, I think Sasha Bayley is what's penciled in for Mania at the moment. Then who's going to be the champion going into it?
Have it, have a few almost end at Mania for the belt. But you could even have it sort of start by taking the belt off and have Bliss have it, and then have almost
one. Yeah. You've only won the belt because I got injured and couldn't be in the match.
That's it.
Start easy, simple booking. Next up was Beach Ball Gate during Cesaro and Sheamus versus the Reform Shield ish. Which saw the former Shield members win the titles. First, what did you think? What are your thoughts on the whole Dean Seth reunion storyline so far?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I think it's been one of my favourite parts about Raw. Raw's been pretty good though as a whole. But now I've enjoyed seeing it back to the go. I know there was Triple H wasn't so happy when they first won their match, remember, and they went against the Miz Taraj.
Yeah.
And there was like a hug sort of thing. But obviously then that was when it started, because Dean walked out on Seth when he went to do the knuckle touch. But no, I've enjoyed it. I think the storyline's been good. And it's consoled them in. I'm happy they've gone for this, because I was worried they were going to do Ambrose heel turn on Seth. So I'm happy they've actually given them the belts. Hopefully we'll see a full-on Shield reunion soon as well.
Yeah, well, was one of the questions I asked our Twitter followers was, do you think that Dean and Seth were going to help Roman win the title? That was one of the rumours going around that was going to be part of the main event, which didn't happen, obviously. But
yeah.
But, I don't know, in the lead-up to Survivor Series, he could build towards Team Roman versus Team Strowman or something and have a full-on Shield reunion.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they'll go down the Raw versus SmackDown route again or not, especially after the Brian and Angle chat backstage as well.
I reckon they might do it just for one match. I don't think they'll have three matches like they had last year.
Yeah, that was a bit excessive, yeah.
Yeah, because the rumour is it's going to be Team Shane versus... Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. It's going to be Team Shane versus Team Owen. That's the rumour.
Okay.
So what were your thoughts on Beach Ball Gates? So the Beach Ball style getting played with in the crowd. It fell into no man's land. Cesaro, without hesitation, sprinted over the barricade, raced in, got the ball, grabbed it and ripped it to shreds.
I thought it was class. I think quite a funny moment. I suspect it's one of those moments that would have been hilarious in the ground as well.
Yeah.
Fair play. Just quite a funny moment. As I say, I find it quite funny, and I suspect in the crowd, quality scene, something like that as well.
Ignited the crowd.
It's quite a foolish thing to do as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it ignited the crowd once that happened. Cause that was probably why the Beach Ball came out, because it was a bit dead. They've all been sitting there for 5 hours.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And,
yeah.
And the first half of the show is a bit dross.
I thought that was... this was one of my... This was my third favourite match of the night.
Yeah.
But no, it was... all in all, an excellent match. Between two awesome tag teams.
Now, I hope they keep Cesaro and Sheamus together after this. Cause I think they're brilliant.
Yeah, I'd keep them together for a while.
Yeah, I said Sheamus seems to be going nowhere, and everyone's like, why are you putting them in a best of seven series? But nothing on the line, basically. But, probably tag team.
Totally knows.
Yeah, keep them together. I love how they've got matching outfits. I love the entrance, how they combine their entrances, and I love how they point to each other with both hands, and I love everything about it at the moment.
Oh, the bar.
Alright, so five title changes on the show so far. So which of the title changes shocked you the most?
I would say probably the SmackDown title change.
SmackDown tag team title?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the pre-show, yeah. It's a bit strange they had two title changes on the pre-show.
Yeah, that was a bit, yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe the Usos, because the New Day, yeah, I would say actually the Usos, only because New Day may just won the belt, so, yeah, I'd say the Usos.
Alright, so next up was Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles with Shane McMahon as guest referee. You'd think that a US title match between Owens and Styles was good enough by itself without having to throw Shane McMahon into it.
This was my second favourite match. I thought it was a great. Obviously, I know both men can fully hold their own, but I don't have any complaints. So I thought it was excellent. I thought Shane being there even made this. I made it from a. I won't say to a 5-star, but that. I'd say maybe from a 4.5 to a 4.7.
Yeah.
I thought it was excellent, and he's obviously got things. He's got personal beats going on both men. I love that they did two shoves on both of them, and they almost led to pinfalls. I'd have liked to have seen him being hurt more on purpose, if that makes sense. Because you sort of see it with like men when they like we see it with, like, I know it's sort of the coaching shit speaking, but you see sometimes when like you get proper people doing the ref, like special guest referee, they don't usually tend to call for the bell. Especially in tight matches when they allow it on emotions. Well, like, do you remember like when it was Undertaker versus Triple H and Shawn Michaels at the ref?
Yeah.
Obviously they kept attacking him, or Undertaker did rather. I think when Stone Cold was the referee in the Umaga versus Pat Lashley match at WrestleMania 1 year, but Matt versus Donald Trump. I think he kept getting beaten up as well by Umaga.
Yeah.
So now I thought I'd like to see them make, like, especially Owens, like, actually punch a bit. I know there's the aggressive shoves, but no, I think overall it's an awesome match. Happy Styles won. I suspect you'll probably see Owens versus Shane maybe at the next SmackDown pay per view.
The next SmackDown pay-per-view is Hell in the Cell. Do you think it'll be in the
Cell? Yeah, have they not got it on? Because I saw they were thinking of putting one on September 10th, but clearly they haven't got one.
No. The next one, No Mercy was the next one advertised. They advertised it on the show last night. They didn't advertise an earlier one. So I'm guessing the beginning of October, Hell in the Cell's the next SmackDown.
It seems quite a long way for a pay-per-view, doesn't it?
Yeah, unless they're going to try and get back to a one every month or what?
Yeah, you'd be right. They could be.
Unless they could surprise us and have one in 3 weeks. Just they'll announce it on this week's SmackDown, but they only advertised for No Mercy on SummerSlam.
Yeah, because last year they had a backlash at the same. Well, there was backlash at the same time as last year. Yeah, because they've got one rumored to be in Seattle, Washington, on September 10th, which is supposed to be rumored SmackDown event. Oh, actually, the next one's until October 8th, but it's still quite a while away.
What do you think? It's 3 weeks till No Mercy, and then 3 weeks after that, that'll take you to the beginning of October.
So. Yeah, I guess. I suppose they could lead to. It'll be interesting.
So I'm pretty sure they're going on a tour at the beginning of September, WWE.
Isn't there an India tour coming up as well?
Yeah, I'll get that. Yeah, that's my reasoning to why Jinder Mahal won.
Yeah.
We'll move up. We'll quickly go over Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. Pretty standard Raw match, I thought.
Yeah, no, I think it was a pretty decent match. I think the rivalry's been pretty good. I don't think it's over now. I think it was good that they've almost had one win over each other. Balor, but Wyatt's beaten ordinary Finn Balor. The Demon Balor's beaten Wyatt. I thought the entrance was class. I did like the video package before as well.
So
again, overall, I thought it was a good match. I'm happy for Finn won. I suspect they'll have a rematch at
No Mercy.
At No Mercy, yeah. And I think Wyatt will win, and I think that will probably be
some type of gimmick match.
Yeah, I suspect so.
A buried alive match. Going into this, I didn't see the point of the Demon. If you're a new fan and you've only started watching recently. You've been watching for a couple of weeks, you see this cool guy in a jacket come out, so he wrestles with an exciting, fast style, and then goes into the interview, he gets this amazing Demon entrance, and then wrestles exactly the same as Finn Balor.
Yeah, I think
shouldn't the Demon have a slightly different moveset? Or he can do things that a 190-pound man shouldn't be able to do?
Yeah, I can agree with that. I do see what you mean then. I do like that they do bring out a special.
Yeah, it's the first time for a year it's been wheeled out, but I don't know. If they just put From Hell at the end of every move,
yeah,
From Hell, I don't know how we'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. The 1960, whatever it's called, From Hell. I just think there should be some difference between cool Finn Balor in his leather jacket and Demon.
Yeah, I do know what you mean there.
Yeah,
but my son buzzes off him. He loves him.
I like it. I thought the entrance was class as well.
As we mentioned, WWE are touring India next month, so that makes sense as to why Jinder Mahal retained against Nakamura. With the distraction from the Singh brothers, again?
I don't even want to discuss this. It was just rubbish, boring, anything you can describe. This was the worst match, in my opinion, of the whole weekend. I thought it was awful.
I didn't even enjoy his entrance. The violin sounded out of tune.
I want Shinsuke to do well. I don't blame him for this one, because I think Jinder's been an awful... I've been saying this whole run has just been an absolute mess from start to finish. Him losing clean to Orton on SmackDown, reiterating that he can only win matches with the help of the Singh brothers. I agree with them doing that, because, as people said on the forum, I actually agree with that happening, because it has got to a point where they're going to have to do it that way, because it's got so out of control that he does need help to win matches. I just want this to just be over.
I think they could have done the distraction, but then had to do multiple finishes on him to knock him out.
Yeah, that would have made a bit more sense. Doesn't really do Shinsuke any favours.
They keep just doing his finisher, and he's just flat out. It makes it look eviler as well.
Yeah. So. It'd be interesting. So I saw rumours that Sami Zayn might be the one to take the belt off him.
Seems a bit... They'd have to build Sami up, because all he does is lose.
He'd have to go on a bit of a win streak.
So it seems to be just being a bit of a tag team with Ty Dillinger at the moment.
I just want someone to take the belt off him.
Right, next. So excited to talk about this match.
Give it to Kurt Hawkins, I say.
Fatal 4-Way for the Universal title, which we predicted on our first ever show, will be this exact match. So you knew that Lesnar, Reigns, Samoa Joe and Strowman had the potential to be a destructive, non-stop demolition derby of a belt. And that's exactly what we got. Loved it. Strowman looks like a beast.
It was class. There's no other way to put it. The spots in there are insane. Wasn't going to be anything but. It was.
You know that Brock Lesnar must respect the hell out of Strowman if he's going to let him put him through two tables. He doesn't take a bump for many people.
It was just incredible. I didn't expect anything less to us. I think all of them have come out looking pretty strong. It was just insane. I just want to watch it again. I don't know who's going to face who at No Mercy. If I was a betting man, I'd probably go on Strowman.
They have to go with Strowman.
Joe's been done. I'd like it to be Reigns to get out of the way, so it removes any hope of that being a right fit. But what I hope it would be is it'd be Strowman at the next one, pay for No Mercy, and then hopefully it'll be Lesnar Reigns at Survivor Series, and it'll make sense to get it all done in order. Reigns can have his win over Lesnar, and then we don't have to see that main event WrestleMania.
I'd have it so Brock spends the whole match not being able to German suplex Strowman, and then gets destroyed, and then Brock has to cheat for the first time in his life to win. The only way he could beat Strowman was by cheating.
That would be quite good.
It'll make Strowman look strong, but you don't have to put the belt on him this early.
No, I'd have it, and I think I'd have it. I'd actually have Strowman be a face soon as well.
I don't think he needs to be face all. I think it's just the crowd reaction he gets.
It's quite cool. Because
if you turn him face, then he's going to turn goofy. That's how they book faces. They turn into how Sheamus was trying to be funny.
That's true. And you've also turned him into a. I think you do well. I think you've hit the almost jackpot as a badass wrestler when you get not a cheer, not a pop, but also just a general sort of like when someone comes out as an oh my god. The Shield used to come out like if someone was in the ring, it would be a general sort of thing. I think he's now getting that stage of strength. So I think he's become just, as I say, a face, a heel, which general badass and just one of the best in WWE at the moment.
And it does prove that WWE are brilliant at booking big men. They know how to do it. It's what they've been doing for the last 50 years.
Well, I think we all love technical wrestling. We all love it to be fast-paced,
flippy stuff. But others don't think you can get any better than four big men just kicking the crap out of each other. And it was awesome, real awesome. And I think he lived up to all the expectations that everyone thought believed had succeeded them.
Yeah, and when Lesnar is into it, you could tell last summer, was it last SummerSlam he was against Randy Orton, and he just tell he didn't want to be there. Whereas this match, he looked like he was up for it.
Yeah, no, he did.
And when Lesnar's up for it, it's going to be a brilliant match.
Oh, exactly, yeah. I'd say it's probably my favourite Lesnar match since the match with Reigns at WrestleMania 30. Well, sorry, I don't want to see Reigns Lesnar again, but that was probably my last Lesnar match. I actually really enjoyed the WrestleMania 31. To be fair, thinking back on it, I can't really see the other matches I've genuinely enjoyed of his.
I liked the first Suplex City match against Cena, just for what it was. Watching it live, it was brilliant, but probably going back and watching it, you probably weren't enjoying it, because it's what he does these days.
Yeah, but quite more of like, oh my god, they're actually doing this. I did love the triple threat match with Seth and John Cena at the Royal Rumble 2015, I think it was.
Yeah.
That was class.
That was brilliant, yeah. I did watch his, we watched WrestleMania 19 the other day in his match with Kurt Angle to close the match.
I think I don't know what my favourite was much more. So I think still the Iron Man match at Kurt Angle and SmackDown.
Yeah,
that was my favourite.
I said to my son, "Just watch this. You'll never see him do this ever again." When he did the Shooting Star Press, someone's like, "What? He's doing the Shooting Star Press?" I said, "Yeah." And he misses the Shooting Star Press and lands right on his face.
But that was just excellent.
All right, so where does SummerSlam rank in the four we've done so far?
Well,
out of the ones we reviewed, so we did Battleground, Money in the Bank, and Great Balls of Fire.
I'd say it's the big four, so you expect it to be the best, but I think Takeover was better, but I'd say it's probably be my favourite.
I think they could have gutted this and made it a brilliant 3-hour show rather than having to sit through 6 hours.
Yeah, that's being dragged on, so there's a lot of crap that you really need to be there, but I'd say it is the best one we've reviewed. But obviously, again, you expect the big four to always be better than
the main event saved it. If the main event was poor, this would have been the worst one we've reviewed.
Yeah, I agree. I think the main event saved it. I thought the Owens start match was class, and I thought the tag match was great as well. So, yeah, no, I'd say overall, the best one we've done yet, but for a SummerSlam, I think there's a lot of crap that needs to be there.
You know, nobody likes partying more than the Rockers, but the party's over when you start smoking.
That's right, rocking and rolling, strutting and strolling. Doesn't include smoking. Be a survivor.
Don't smoke.
We'll finish with our quick positions for the No Mercy card. So we're recording this before Raw. So, if anything happens on Raw and we don't mention it, we haven't seen it. So, the last Raw brand only pay-per-view had 7 matches, if you include the Hawkins Slater impromptu match. So, do you want to stick to the 7 match format?
Okay.
Alright, so, well, we both agree that'll probably be Brock versus Strowman for the WWE title.
Yep.
Alright, so who do you have in the IC title?
In the IC title, I think Jason Jordan versus The Miz.
I'm gonna go with Miz comes out tonight or next week and says that he's got no competition at the moment. He's beat Ambrose, he's beat Jordan. And then Kurt goes, okay, I'll give you competition. Then he gives him Cena, Samoa Joe, and Roman Reigns in the Fatal 4. How's that for competition?
That'd be quite cool. So Cena would be a bad one. To maybe continue their feud, but...
WrestleMania 27? Was that one?
Well, they had WrestleMania this year.
I forgot about this year. Yeah. Only a couple of months ago.
I'd go for... I still think Jason Jordan.
Hmm. If Jason Jordan, I'll go down it. I like what they're doing with Chad Gable, and he's like jobber to the stars, but he always comes up slightly short. So carry on something similar to that, for him to go against the top stars on Raw, but he comes up slightly short every time, so that he becomes a sympathetic underdog, and then he starts winning.
Well, you could even have him maybe start winning heelish with Angle helping him. You have to maybe slow out an Angle heel turn.
Yeah, I could do that. Then going into Survivor Series with Angle as the heel and Daniel Bryan as the face. If you're going to do Raw versus SmackDown.
Yeah.
Next is the tag team titles. I've gone for Shield versus Shimaro, Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they'll continue and have another match, which will be good.
And then if you want to spice it up a little bit, maybe throw the Hardys in, but I'm not sure.
I think they'll have another night.
I can't see them being on the pre-show again.
Nah.
Women's match, I've gone for Banks versus Bliss versus Nia.
Yeah, I think that, they'll probably have Nia in there. Because I don't think Bailey will be fit for them. I'd still have Bliss and that could probably be this Nia Bliss split as well. So, yeah, I think, I'd go for that.
And the Cruiserweight title, I'm guessing they're going to have it on the show as after being on the pre-show for the last couple of pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I'd go for a multi-man ladder match. Just Neville versus four or five other guys.
I think, they will have a multi-man match. I think Neville will come out and say he's beaten pretty much everyone. So then he'll get everyone. I still think Neville will win, and that will lead to a big match with someone further down the line.
No, unless they put him straight in with Leo Rush, and then after that Leo Rush goes to NXT.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, he could do.
But I think reports is that Leo Rush is going to be in the Performance Center for a couple of months to learn the style.
Yeah. No, I think it'll definitely be a multi-man match of some kind.
Yeah, so I'll go for Neville versus Tozawa versus Kendrick versus Gallagher versus Swan versus TJP. A combination of them six people. Daivari's doing well at the moment. I like Daivari, but I can't see him can't see him doing heel versus heel at that level.
Once you just mentioned that.
Yeah. Maybe four out of them guys. They're all in programs together, so just mix them together. Rey versus Finn in some type of scary match. Buried Alive or a better version of the House of Horrors.
I'm thinking House of Horrors. I wouldn't be surprised if it's just a no holds barred match or something.
Yeah, maybe. Because it's called No Mercy. I'm thinking of Breaking Point. It used to be a submissions based pay per view. That was Breaking Point, wasn't it?
Breaking Point. Yeah.
So, I don't know. It can't. Yeah, just has to be some type of gimmick match. Another straightforward match won't work.
Yeah, no, I agree.
A bucket of blood on a pole match. Right, and then I've gone for Cass versus our legendary big man.
Yeah, I hope so, because you've sold that to me. I think it'll be Cass versus someone. Probably Mark Denley, mate. Given he's a big man. Yeah, he does go down that route. Cass or they could be Mark Denley. Someone else that's on Raw. Cass Jordan and have Miz defended. Maybe against John Cena if you do it that way.
Yeah.
I expect Cass will be wrestling against someone. Maybe even we haven't mentioned Reigns or Joe there as well. So it could be Cass versus Joe or Reigns.
Yeah, Reigns versus Joe or.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do. I think I'd do Reigns versus Joe because they've done the story on Reigns and Joe. So yeah, I won't get. I'll put Cass maybe on the pre-show. Ranks versus Joe, my last man.
Huge thanks for listening to this review. We'll see you for our review of No Mercy in the end of September. Good night.
Good night. Glorious.